The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things being done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day, the leader of the synagogue protested. Of course, he was right, according to the letter of the law. Still, the repugnancy of his comment is appalling. For almost 2 decades, this woman had suffered mightily. And when she was finally set free from her bondage, it's a problem? Really? Now you have to know, Jesus is not going to let the synagogue leader's comment go unchecked. And he didn't. The comment was terribly hypocritical. The legal beagles knew good and well that the letter of the law wasn't inhumane. Even farm animals could be led to water on the Sabbath. How much more important was this poor woman's, this descendant of Abraham's, health and her well-being? It's no wonder they were ashamed of themselves when Jesus called them out, as they well should have been. But there is far more going on in this exchange than a tussle over hypocrisy and heartlessness. After all, it was the Lord of the Sabbath teaching in the synagogue that day, the very same one who said, "The Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath." The issue then was about what mattered most, the letter of the law or the word of the one who created the law? Well, the answer to that question is certain. Jesus' word is most important, and that is why he started this whole episode. He called the woman over. He forgave her sin and set her free. He helped her stand up straight. And all this, knowing full well, it was on the Sabbath. So clearly, Jesus is telling us that his word is what matters most. Now, Jesus is not telling us that the law is unimportant. He never said such a thing. The law is God's word. And it is holy, and it is good. But the law is not the ultimate word. The law is not the final word. The law is not an eternal word. No, God's law has a very specific function within a very specific context. You see, God created people to be trusters and lovers. We are to trust our Creator above all else. And that makes us free to love others like we love ourselves. But Satan has reversed all that through his temptation that caused Adam and Eve to stop trusting God's word of life. And so they became enslaved to trusting in themselves, and so had neither the time nor the desire to freely love others. And as children of Adam and Eve, we do exactly the same thing. Consequently, we too are in bondage to trusting ourselves, and all our time is spent on self-preservation to the neglect of everybody else. And so God gave us a law that functions to protect others from us. How do you like that? It's to protect others from you. And to act as a mirror that shows us clearly that we are not what God created us to be. God's law then shows us clearly that we need a Savior. But so deep is our bondage to trusting ourselves that we'll even attempt to twist God's law into a means of salvation, which is exactly what happened in the gospel passage. And we see the result. The Word of God incarnate, the most important word ever, is not trusted, and the sick woman is neglected. So it is no coincidence then that the argument in the synagogue that day was about the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the day created by God for us to be still and to listen to His Word. It is the time of week God has given us to hear Him tell us that though we are in bondage to trusting ourselves instead of Him, and that we neglect our neighbor, He is still merciful to us. And that is why we have the friendly command to not neglect the Sabbath. Sin, death, and the devil never stop. And where else are you going to hear for certain sure that God is for you and not against you, if not on the Sabbath when the gospel is proclaimed? Well, here you are, and it's the Sabbath. So listen up, knowing full well who you are and what you've done and left undone. God has chosen you to be His child. That's why I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. There. That is the promise of the gospel for you. You are set free for Christ's sake. Amen.